The Steve Miller Band and Rockin' Me on 612 ABC Brisbane. Hello to you. It's 17 to 7 on this Wednesday morning.
Now, an incredible young Brisbane woman has used her experience living with disability to help research a social robot to assist people in their everyday tasks.
My name is Pepper. What would you like to do today? You should spend 20 to 30 seconds thoroughly washing or sanitizing your hands. Come on, it's easy. I'll talk you through it.
That's Pepper the robot, and 24-year-old Chloe Haydenhofer has risen from research assistant to lead author on a QUT academic paper looking at how the robots can be programmed to help people with disability communicate.
It's believed to be the first time a person with intellectual disability has led the charge in an academic project in this space.
To explain this incredible feat, Chloe is joined by the Endeavour Foundation Service Delivery Manager, Chris Beaumont. Firstly, Chloe, who is Pepper?
Well, Pepper is probably about 120 centimetres tall, just a little bit shorter than me. So he has an iPad on his chest and he has different mechanics for his fingers. He communicates it through his iPad and you have to program him through the laptop to get him to speak or do what you want. And then when he recognises you, his eyes will light up red, and then he can just talk whenever too.
And Chloe, then, how have you worked with him? How has he helped you?
Well, he has helped me in so many ways. When I was a little girl, my nana used to give me teddy bears and stuff like that, and I would never be able to have children when I'm older, and I've always thought my teddy bear was my own real child, and then I ended in hospital a lot over the years, and my teddy bear used to come with me. And then when I found out there was robots around the place, I thought maybe that can help people in hospitals with similar situations to me, and people with a disability. Like some of our guys at our learning and lifestyle centre, when they see Pepper, it brightens the day. When I see Pepper and see what he can do to change people's lives, it brightens my day too. And my family would like me to have more independence. And I think a robot would be brilliant for that.
So Pepper has made a big difference in your life then. Tell us about the research that you've done.
So I've done multiple researches. Also, I've done AI projects. We are now working towards potentially maybe a three-year project with Pepper, and I would be a part of that three-year project as well.
Yeah. Well, Chris Beaumont from Endeavour is in the studio as well. This is fascinating stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting stuff. We've seen technology take over all of our lives in so many different ways, and it's no different for people with a disability about how technology can help them. So we're very lucky that we've had a long-standing partnership with QUT, and we've investigated so many different avenues of technology. And from 2019, we've been working with social robots in our services and looking at how they can add to what we offer there. So whether it's them delivering or facilitating a program, we've seen them deliver exercise classes, teach people daily living skills. It's sort of endless what can happen. And from 2019 to where we are now in 2025, things have moved so quickly. So we're starting to see that social robotic companion as a very, very sought after by our clientele.
Yeah, that level of interaction sounds like it's a critical component of all this, Chris.
Yeah, definitely. We see a lot of our clientele are really interested in certain things and doing certain things over and over again. And dealing with a robot, then there's no problem when you have to engage with you're engaging with that robot instead of a person. The robot's always happy to see you. And we see our clients quite often really comfortable with approaching and asking questions. So we might have certain staff members that might be doing different things or be busy and supporting other people, where someone like Chloe can just ask Pepper a question about the program that they're working on, and they can provide that detail. We quite often run exercise programs too, and I always see that if I try and get up and run an exercise program compared to Pepper, Pepper's always getting double the clientele than I do. So
everyone's... And doesn't get as puffed either, from what I understand, Chris.
Pepper's face doesn't get red. His eyes get red, but my face gets red pretty quickly.
I bet never needs a knee replacement.
No, never. that's the beauty of the robotics is it doesn't matter how many times you ask Pepper to do the same thing. Pepper's always excited to do it.
And there's some really interesting broader applications of this, Chris Beaumont from Endeavour with you on 612 ABC Brisbane, around the overall care industry. As we get older, as we struggle to find some staff in those environments.
Yeah, definitely. Whether it's a companion, whether it's a robot that can pick up some cues that a staff member might miss. And what this is about, this is not about replacing humans because it's never about that. It's about adding to and allowing the humans to do more targeted care. So when you've got something, and as you said, if you're back-ending these social robots with the use of artificial intelligence, they can pick up stuff that we could only dream about. So whether it's in that care facility of aged care, which they're starting to be used a lot, or in the disability care space, or it doesn't matter what space. So a lot of these are used as concierges in places. So you walk in and they'll help triage whatever you're doing.
On 612 ABC Brisbane, Chris Beaumont is from Endeavour, and Chloe Haydenhofer in studio as well, who has been involved in this research project through QUT. And Chloe, you say that the interactions you've had with Pepper have been so beneficial. How do you feel now that you've got a QUT academic paper with your name on it?
Well, I never thought when I was very sick in hospital and had always health issues that I would be being on a research paper and that I'm being in this ABC studio today. I've always thought that one day in my life that I may not be sitting here or even walking, but thanks to a lot of people, I've been able to be part of something amazing.
Well, you're pretty amazing, Chloe. We really appreciate you coming into the studio this morning and sharing a little bit of your story and the work that you have been involved with. So to you, Chris, thanks so much for joining us on 612 ABC Brisbane.
Thank you.
Chloe Haydenhofer and Chris Beaumont from the Endeavour Foundation. A wonderful story. And, of course, Pepper there as well.
Thank you for your attention.
Pepper the robot.
And it's so interesting the way social robots can be used. And just on the 7:30 last night on ABC TV, they did have a story about robots in aged care. And it's just that companionship, that different thing to help the industries. And, just some wonderful work there by Chloe and the team at Endeavour.